you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
That's Ilhan Omar speaking at a CARE fundraiser, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Long since has been recognized as basically a terrorist sympathizing organization, very, very much focused on the plight of what I would say are not the best outcomes for America. And she's not exactly wrong. CARE was founded after 9/11, and they have done everything they could to try to punitively react to talk show hosts, to public figures, to political leaders that didn't toe the line and say that the practitioners of Islam are always peaceful. Here's my problem. Okay, so that thing she says in the middle, that it was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something. You know what she's talking about there, right? You know that as you sit in Midtown Manhattan today or somewhere else listening to this, that what she's talking about, the quote, some people doing something, were 19 of her fellow Islamic adherents flying planes into the tower that used to stand one block from where I sit. That's what she's talking about. Taking the lives of 3,000 Americans. Kev, are you saying every Muslim is a fanatic? No, I'm not. Never have. But we have had far too much of our media look the other way as to the issue that Islam pertains to when it comes to the embedding of extremism within our ranks. So the fact that she's willing to minimize 9/11 says to me she's probably not trustworthy on the issue. The fact that she openly associates with the known terrorist Linda Sarsour tells me she's not trustworthy. The fact that she's argued for leniency on behalf of ISIS members and other extremists, that she's begged the courts to go lenient on the people that joined the other team, tells me she's probably not trustworthy. And to be candid, I don't understand why Nancy Pelosi would ever think she would make a good candidate to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee in Congress. But that's how the Democrats roll. Got somebody who's got questionable ties to terrorists and says the most outlandishly anti-Semitic and pro-terrorist things constantly in her very short public life. What do the Democrats think they should do? Oh, let's put them up on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Why not national security? Why not put her on the task force to fight terrorism? Why not give her the keys to the Pentagon? It's just the Democratic way. I'm Kevin McCullough.